550 at KLIF. All right, your Super Bowl is set. And here's Steve Lamb to talk about that. Hey, Steve. What? What are you laughing about?
Is anyone here going to even watch?
I'm not.
You know what? I just asked a question down the hall because I think around here there are a lot of people that wanted to see anybody.
At down the hall, he means WBAP.
But the defending champions play again.
No. Who cares?
I was secretly hoping that the Jaguars would win.
So, Mike, right.
Why secretly?
Because I'm from New England.
And so I was asking the question, so if you're not rooting for New England around here, do I even ask the question?
No.
And that's the same reaction
I got. I want them both to lose.
Like, we hate the Eagles that much?
Yes. I want them all to. I want every member of both teams to have a sprained ankle when the game starts.
Well, you know,
wish them deadly harm.
There was a lot of talk about Tom Brady's hand going into the game.
Yes,
and how it was hurt.
Yes,
and we're finding out now that what he was actually doing was adding another digit, so he could put because he's already got 5 Super Bowl rings. So
God,
he would need 6 if they win.
He's so arrogant. I cannot stand him. He's just arrogant.
So you'll root for the Eagles?
No. No, 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 no. These are the people that put Crisco on their light poles.
Yes.
Anyway, please continue with your report.
Here's Tom Brady after they rallied to win. If you've got Tom Brady, you're always in a position where you can rally, and they did, and beat Jacksonville, which looked like they were the dominating team early on, 24-20 the final.
It was a great, great win. Happy for our team. And, you know, just a great, great game. So proud of all the guys, coaches, everyone. Amazing.
That's very nice. That's the same guy who, during the game, yelled at a professional photographer to get the bleep out of the way.
Yeah, I know.
He's just an arrogant jerk.
His coach, and
the fact that he wouldn't even talk about his hand the day before, he's like, nope, not going to talk about that.
So that means you'll be rooting for the Eagles.
No, I'm not rooting for anybody. I'm not watching.
You're not taking a dog.
No,
all right.
No.
I felt bad for Jacksonville. Here's their coach, Doug Marone.
Hard fought game, you know, by both teams in all three phases. You know, we're able to get, I wouldn't say momentum, but we were able to get the lead. And, you know, then we didn't make enough plays to keep the lead, or we had an opportunity at the end of the game to win it. We weren't able to do that. And credit to New England, obviously. You know, they made the plays to win the game for themselves, and, you know, they're a great team, and, you know, I like the way our guys fought. It's a locker room. Obviously, there's a lot of pain. You know, you just hurt inside. I'm hurting. The coaches are hurting. The players obviously are hurting. I'm sure our fans are hurting.
First time I've seen a NFL quarterback on the sideline that I can recall as Blake Bortles had a tear coming down
as
the final seconds were ticking away.
But they played well. They have nothing really to be, you know, upset about in terms of...
They lost.
It's so hard, one, just to get into the playoffs.
Right.
Two, then to win a playoff game. Ask a Dallas Cowboy fan. I'm watching Doug Marone yesterday. I'm going, how long has he been there? 1 year.
Yeah, well...
And he's in the AFC Championship. Cowboy fans would just like to see maybe Jason Garrett win one playoff game.
Yeah.
For a change.
Yeah.
Philadelphia is the underdog as they go up against New England. A 7-point is what the guys in Vegas are saying. Their coach is Doug Peterson in his second year taking his team to the Super Bowl.
It's kind of surreal, you know. I love coaching this football team. I love coaching those players in there. It's a tremendous feeling, quite honestly. I mean, it just really hasn't sunk in.
They were behind 7-0 and then scored 38 straight points with a backup quarterback in Nick Foles.
I was about to say, if there is anything at all that makes me feel a little bit sympathetic or in favor of the Eagles winning that game, it's Nick Foles.
Well, he's a Texas guy. So if there you go.
And he's a backup, and he's been getting a raft of you-know-what since he got
there. And here's the other Texas guy. I was really pulling for Case Keenum from Abilene to get it done, but it didn't happen.
This one stings. This one stings a little bit. And, you know, I feel bad, you know, how close we were to bringing it back home for our fans. You know, I feel bad for the fans that, you know, have been riding with us this whole time. So, you know, it's just... one of those things.
They were kind of the Cinderella team, weren't they, after that way that they beat the New Orleans Saints? Yeah. So everybody, I think, was kind of going, well, if not.
Well, besides that, the Super Bowl is going to be in Minneapolis.
Right. So, that would have made it.
That would have been very cool.
They could have played there, but they won't.
The hoteliers wouldn't have been happy.
The what?
The hoteliers.
The hoteliers. The
hoteliers. I don't know if I've ever heard that
That's
word.
It's like restaurateurs.
You never heard of that?
No, I'm just saying, I'm not
hotel
a smart
operators.
Guy.
All right, you hear the music.
That means
we've got to go. Yeah, see, you're smart to know that.